Greetings and salutations. My name is Martin, and I am coming to you from Wilmington, North Carolina, where we are hosting the 1-800-FSR podcast. As usual, I am joined by my sidekick and FSR for 455 in Wilmington. Cameron, how are you, sir?
Shummo. Doing great. Loving life.
Today, we're going to be talking about the topic we all dread, but we have to deal with it sometimes on a daily basis, and better to be prepared for it. So if you're in a car, you should already be strapped in. If you're sitting at your desk, tape yourself down. We're going to be talking about Your Parts Suck, a show that will delve into the inevitable conversation you have to have with a customer who thinks that the reason that he continually has to send back parts to you for replacement is because your parts suck and not his mechanics, or maybe he himself. I don't know.
They usually think they're pretty hot shit, right, Martin?
I would say that that is an applicable time in this show to use the S word. They think they're hot shit. And the truth of it is that they're not. It's always the ones that aren't. You walk into a shop where the guy's doing everything great, $25,000 annual customer, one warranty, never made a labor claim. And he's like, "Hi, Martin. I'm a nice guy. I've been married to my wife for 40 years. And my children are blessings from God." And you walk into the other shop, he's got tons of warranties. And his shop is disorganized. You can't tell what's what. His wife is up front of the counter scared of him because he's at home beating her at night. And he's just a genuinely degenerate human being who's using the wrong thing. I asked this one guy, I'm like, "Did you ever think that maybe the reason your parts are coming back is because you only have a standard socket set?" He said, "I don't mess with that metric shit."
It's like, buddy, maybe you should get a scanner. You ever thought about getting a scanner?
Scanner? He said, "I got a fax machine. What more do you want from me?" I mean, it's true, and we're making fun of it, but the truth is this, is that every single shop that sends back excess amounts of parts and accuses us of selling subpar aftermarket auto parts are all the shops that you know are messed up. You can walk right into them, and you know it.
Count them.
Yep. Dirty lobby, coffee machine from 1950.
What?
Yeah. All that stuff. Not a computer in sight.
What?
Not a computer in sight, but every single one of their techs in the back has their phone in their hand and they're looking at YouTube, how to change oil in a Dodge Dart. You know? Ridiculous. Anyway, I can get waylaid on this topic all day long because I'm passionate about the parts that I sell as a warehouse manager and that I represent as an FSR because I know they're high quality parts. I know that we are the company that evaluates the fit and fail rate of every single part that we sell. And if anything exceeds a threshold of acceptability, we pull the part. We stop selling that part.
Martin, didn't you get somebody in our company to go up to AE Exhaust and be like, "Hey, can y'all just stock our entire warehouse with your exhaust?" Did you not do that?
I did. I don't know what you're talking about. So
we're not brand biased.
Oh, not only is he right, but the truth is we didn't do that because we are not brand bias. Our multi-vendor purchasing system allows us to guarantee the customer that in the event a particular vendor has a manufacturing defect issue, we can substitute that part with one from another vendor. I love it when they say it's still broken. Well, how the heck do you think that a company from one side of China owned by one guy and a company from the other side of China owned by another guy are going to have the same defect in the same part? Ain't going to happen.
Come on, buddy. Yeah. The only thing, I don't know about y'all, but the only thing we're biased about over here is those low fit fail rates. We eat that up, baby.
Yeah. You're right, sir. What we did was we decided that what we wanted to do is take all of our customers that we've had for over a decade and really piss them off by selling them shitty parts. That's a win-win. It worked for Subway, you know? I mean, I'm just saying, like, we said, we want to be like Kmart and Subway. We want to sell you even worse stuff than Walmart has, even worse stuff than McDonald's has, and see if we can beat you. You see how that worked out? Go to your local Kmart and let them know what you think about how they're doing. It's just a fact of life. We care deeply about the quality of the parts that we send. Our owners and our leadership teams spend an exorbitant amount of time. Corporate spends an exorbitant amount of time reaching out to different manufacturers, to different vendors, and making sure that they are making high quality parts that will meet and exceed the demands of every automobile, every application that we're putting these parts into. And we know this because just this week alone, the week that you're listening to this podcast, or I guess the week that we're making it, the fact of the matter is our leadership team, most likely your leadership team, went to Las Vegas and spent an entire week. That's a very expensive trip to make. A week in Vegas, a week away from your territory, a week away from your franchise group, to focus on a conference and a convention dealing directly with the vendors and having a meeting with them and telling them what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong.
An expensive one at that, expensive conference full of all these vendors with all this information, just all, I mean, if you're not still trying to learn and keep up to date with the technology and the innovation that's happening in the automotive industry, bud, you're going to get left behind in the dust, bud.
You are. And we ain't going to be left behind because we're trailblazers.
Yes, sir.
The dust that we make is being eaten by the box stores. That's why they need the neon lights on so they can see where they're at. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how do we deal with walking into a customer's shop and hearing the words, your parts suck, or worse, getting an escalation email from a call center or a warehouse manager. Such and such shop really needs to talk to you, wants to know why all your parts suddenly suck. Or why your parts suck, excuse me. You'll understand why I said it both ways here in a second. I tell you this, walk in to every shop you go to every day of the week armed with two sheets of paper. Those pieces of paper, sometimes it's multiples, is the AR report for your two best customers in the market. For us, it's Muffler Place and our Honda dealership. They have almost zero warranty returns.
Combined.
I mean, almost zero over the course of 2 years for Honda, and over the course of almost a year for Muffler Place. Muffler Place, one warranty, zero labor claims. Honda, zero labor claims, six warranties in the two-year period. You take the guesswork out of it. What you're really telling this customer by showing them this is it's your problem, not our parts problem. But you're doing it indirectly. You're really reminding them like, hey, listen, you called me, you asked me to come down here and discuss the quality of our parts. Before I even get started about fit fail reports and all the things I've talked to you about on visits in the past, I want to show you our two leading customers. And if you have time before that meeting, maybe find a customer in that same spending bracket.
Demographic.
Very good. There you go. Big words. College boy.
There we go.
And get that information printed out by your warehouse manager so you can say, hey, we've got the big guy Honda, we've got the expert in their field, Muffler Place, and we've got Tom's Automotive that's about 6 miles away from you. These guys are doing great. There are very few returns, zero labor claim warranties. We all have these gems out there in our territories, and basically have a conversation. Let's start the conversation with this. What are we doing different for you? And perhaps what are you doing different than them? And then we can get to the bottom of what this whole your parts suck conversation looks like. I've had this meeting. Cameron's had this meeting. We've had this meeting together. It can be painful, but usually it's more painful in your mind than it actually will be when you're having the conversation. Would you agree?
And at the end, I mean, the goal is met regardless of how painful it is. You're going to find the common denominator. That's without a doubt. Because you break it down, you have that conversation, you go aspect by aspect of our service to those customers compared to our service to his, and deeper into that, you're going to figure out a problem one way or another, and they'll be happier for it too. I mean, you taking the time and to gather this information and come over to them and figure out a good time to speak with them and have a sit down and go through it and take that time. I mean, that's showing that you care. You give a dang. It's showing you care. You're giving a dang.
Yeah.
Can I say damn? Said shit. So
I think the S word has been used multiple times.
I mean, it shows you give a damn, you know, and that's what we're about.
It gives Shortly a job to do. That's what I'm, you know, every time an FSR podcast has Shortly gets to bleep it out. It's a job creator.
A Shortly gets to delete it out.
Yeah. I think it's great. Go for it, man. So what you doing, Shirley? You sitting there editing this right now?
White Christmas.
Here we go. The next thing is you got to get them the whole picture. The reason I said earlier, the two different type of escalation emails, one of them is going to be, why don't your parts suck all of a sudden? That's a great email. I love that email. That email gives me the ability to pull that customer's AR report and look through the last 2 years. I call it, they got clogged. Okay? They got clogged. They got clogged. I'll tell you what I mean. Over the course of 2 years, these folks have become so accustomed to us delivering them parts with zero problems. And all of a sudden, in the last 30 days, they've had 2, 3, 4 returns.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And what they do, it's the same way as when, you know, you have any interaction with someone and it's bad. You leave there going, I'm never shopping with them again. I'm not. Their food was terrible this time. Yada, yada. Not giving the whole process, the length of time of the relationship, a full and thorough evaluation. Well, the good news is that customer's mad and he's letting his emotions lead the way.
Could be that he got a customer that's giving him the biscuits, you know?
Yeah. And that's what's getting him his emotions in the way. You got to go in there and you got to be incredibly counselor-like. Hi, I'm here to help. Let's take a look at your chart, you know? And the chart says for the last 2 years, save the last 30 days, you've had an excellent relationship with us. Can we agree on that? Let's look at the chart. We see it. We see it. You know? Now let's look at the most recent part of the chart. The relationship has gotten to the point where we've passed the honeymoon phase and we really have to have a serious conversation. The good news is I'm going to tell you that parts do fail.
Hey, thank God they do, because that's why I'm here talking to you, sir.
Yeah. It makes you a living, sir. Our parts fail less than most, but they do fail. And the fact of the matter is that you were due for a couple. What I mean by you got clogged is rather than having, let's say, 3 or 4 part fit fail incidents take place for you over the course of the last 8 months or 9 months or a year, they've all decided to happen according to Murphy's Law all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And that's clogging the relationship. So what I will promise you is we will maintain the quality over the long haul that we have in the past. The vendors that we're going to now are pretty much the same vendors we've been through in the past. We've cut more than we've taken in new. We evaluate the new ones with the same tenacity as we did the old ones and the ones we've been together with for a long time. The same systems are in place. We reassure you 100% that we will double up on our checking every part before it leaves. And I will follow up with you on this issue in the next 90 days with any and all warranty issues that come out of your shop. That's what you do. And you leave more times than not with a better relationship than when you walked in.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's at the end of the day, you just got to open their perspective back to the whole, the greater good of our relationship. I mean, if this is a committed customer and they've been doing business with us for a long time, I mean, you know, it's especially these times, who knows what's going to happen the next day. So
yeah.
I mean, people, you know, you just got to remind them, like, you got to be like, hey, look, I understand you're having some issues lately, but look, this is what we've been doing this whole entire length of time that we've been doing business together. And I can assure you, sir, when I leave here today, we will still be doing that on and on and on as long as this relationship goes. And I assure you, we see this hiccup. We see that there's an issue that happened. Don't worry. We're going to ensure that our standards or your standards rather are met.
Ours are maintained. Yours are met. Yeah, because we ain't changing.
Love it.
We've been doing it great. I'm not walking in there telling them I've got to reinvent the wheel. I'm reassuring him that the long-term proof of is our consistency.
And it'll just help you explaining how easy it is. I mean, it's a business model. I mean, it's ingrained in what we do. Once you show that to him, because who knows, he could be dealing with other vendors, maybe a performance radiator that it's much more difficult with certain different things. And so he may be under the impression like, oh, it's probably going to be the similar experience for this vendor, 1-800 radiator. But you go in there and you show him like, hey, we got this all figured out, man. We got a whole plan here. You just got to.
In this scenario, one of the deficits for 1-800 radiator is our consistent and high level of performance is that once you get used to that, you expect it all the time. If you are a subpar parts distributor, they're already accustomed to the fact that if they buy from, you know, someone online or something like that, that they're going to have terrible customer service, difficulty getting a warranty, complications in canceling a part and returning it and getting a refund. They're just accustomed to it. And they kind of sum it up to be like, oh, so that just comes with being dirt cheap. With us, they get a very, very great price point, an awesome warranty package, rapid delivery, and they become accustomed to it.
And rather cheap. It's less expensive, baby. Come on.
And
man,
when that all happens and they become accustomed to it, the hiccups become much more pronounced. And that's why I say they got clogged. You got to unclog them. You know, the most important factor of all of this when you're walking in to handle this is you.
Got to have faith.
Yeah. You, the FSR, have got to believe that the parts we sell are high quality. You have to believe in the fit fail rate monitoring system. And sometimes we lose sight of that. We lose sight of the fact that on the beginning part and the end part of our sales cycle, the warranty claims and the warranty returns that we have are in the middle. We lose sight of the hundreds of parts that are sold on either side of each warranty return.
And you might have maybe a week or 2 week span where there just seems to be a good amount of labor claims, warranties, returns, whatever have you, coming in, and then boom, like you're kind of in this cloud of, do our parts suck? What? Yeah. And then, I mean, you go into a shop and with that kind of energy, I mean, these are, you know,
they're going to know it.
They're going to read it off you.
Because you're going to basically be saying, I agree, I agree, I agree. And that's it.
I'll go figure out how we can be better.
Saying, let us figure out how we can go be better as far as the quality of our parts is basically telling them parts suck. You're folding. Give up the customer. Because as soon as you leave, he's going to be, I knew he knew it. I knew he knew it all along.
Yep.
And that's not what you're there to do. You're there to say, listen, I'm strong. I got this. I understand that you may not buy from us, but what I'm not leaving here with is you not knowing that I know and believe that our parts are of the highest quality in the auto parts industry, period. And that we make sure of that by verifying it over and over and over again by using statistical data. Please don't let our website be any demonstration of how complicated the algorithms we use to determine fit and fail rates. But they are very complicated. That's why we are a San Francisco, Silicon Valley kind of company. Is Silicon Valley in San Francisco?
It's probably right there. It's like Orange County to LA, probably.
Oh, geez. Come on now. Inside joke. So the reason that you need to believe it is because you've got to sell it. And to sell it, you have to believe it. If you're a salesperson who's selling stuff you don't believe in, you're in the wrong business.
You need to find a new job, bud.
Yeah. And so it's like when we launched catalytic converters. I saw all these FSRs coming across, man, this stuff just sucks. And I got customers that have been buying radiators from me for 20 years. And now they say, oh, you're selling me this junk. And now all of a sudden that we sold enough of it and we have this consistency and a record that we can look back on. Everyone's like out there with, you know, thumping their chests and saying, yeah, I know this cat's awesome. I know that you can do this. Now that we've figured out things like the break-in, you know, the break-in period for how to break in a new cat. I mean, all of a sudden you apply that and you realize, oh, all these techs have been letting these cars leave with $1,000 worth of work done to them, minus the 10 minutes it takes to make the damn thing work.
What?
Yeah, it happens. Check your history.
And you know, when we introduce a new product line into our group that we carry, a customer may think like, oh, hey, they're, you know, putting a lot of attention on bringing this product line in, getting it in stock. Are they, you know, riding away from what they know? Are they losing any power in their radiator, their AC power? Like, are they, you know, moving that attention to cats rather than what we actually do, which is mimic our attention? We have the same amount of attention on all our product lines. That's the beauty.
Yeah, absolutely. We one of the things has been being such a boutique type parts operation is that we have room to add, because once we become experts at that new line, in this case, catalytic converters, in the case, we are already blindfolded experts at radiator, already blindfolded experts at having the conversation with AC kits.
It's in the name.
We are already blindfolded, able to have a conversation with the body shop about a front end kit and about insurance and the relationship between the body shops and insurance and the parts and the aftermarket and the OEMs and all this other stuff. Those things, we spent a decade becoming experts. And then what we did is we became experts on the next thing.
Let's grow.
It literally is just a part of continuing education. We don't throw a whole bunch of stuff at us every other month. We're introducing stuff over years.
It's another brick in the pyramid.
We're in our third year selling catalytic converters, and the campaign for 1-800 Radiator this quarter that we're making this broadcast is new products, catalytic converters. It's still a new product to us. We are still learning it. But those of us who delved into it and made it a very important part of their sales educational toolbox, I think I can pretty much have a blindfolded conversation with a senior technician at any muffler shop about the proper installation and evaluation of a catalytic converter.
And, you know, say you are having a customer that, especially with exhaust, who, and say they're a muffler shop, and they're just like, nah, we're not going to touch your exhaust is crud, it fails every time, whatever. That's an opportunity for you to hit surrounding area part stores and tell them, because I'll be willing to bet they do not have the in-stock supply that we do. And you just tell them, hey, look, second source from us. You need something soon. I mean, these muffler shops, they need them soon. That's all they do. If they're not going to get a direct fit, they're going to try and find some kind of universal to bend and weld and get up in that thing and get them out of there that day. So that's just, you know, we need to make sure that don't take a no as a no. Try to find an audible route to getting the job done.
Good agree more. It's the ABCs of sales, baby. Always be closing. Looking for that yes. We're going to get out of here for now. We're going to wrap this up by reminding you that don't take your part suck seriously. Go in there and tell them to take our part seriously. Go in there armed with your best customers in the marketplace. Take a look at who those are. Sit down with your warehouse manager or your leadership. Find out who they are, get copies of their AR, walk into those kinds of conversations armed with the right tools to have the proper outcome you're looking for. And those that are clogged, make sure you have the full history. And of course, you got to keep the faith. Have a good one. As usual, if you want to get in touch with us, you can reach out to us at 1-800-FSR.com. Visit the website for updates on marketing material and different groupings of our different podcasts. And if you want to communicate with us, you can do so by reaching out to Martin or Cam at 1-800-FSR.com. Thank you.
Cheers, everybody.